You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura alongside Michael Regei in for Vic Carucci. And we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and welcome in the man who will be the analyst for the television broadcast of the Browns preseason games this year. You can also catch him on NFL Network, SiriusXM NFL Radio, and of course CBS, our good friend, Mr. Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Solomon. Unfortunately for the Browns right now, the last couple of days have not brought the best of news. What's your take on the Josh Gordon situation, and if you were the Browns, how would you proceed?
Well, you know, it's a huge setback. I think we'd be kidding ourselves to say that it's not. I mean, when was the last time the Browns had a wide receiver that led the league in receiving yards? This guy is a player who had an opportunity to be one of the most prolific players in the National Football League for years to come. And just as, you know, a supplemental second-round pick was beginning to pay off for you, now you're back to square one, and we don't know if you'll be able to play in 2014. Let's be honest. This is a real big blow, and without his production on the field, regardless who's playing quarterback, where are the points going to come from? So an offense that already had struggled to score in 2013, things have become that much more challenging.
And from a discipline standpoint, given his situation with the NFL, you know, we've heard Chris Carter say he would cut Josh Gordon at this point. Where do you come out on stuff like that?
Well, I think Terry Pluto, when he wrote his column in the Cleveland Plain Dealer yesterday, I come down more of where he is. He's saying that the Browns should give Josh Gordon an ultimatum. Hey, rehabilitation, aggressive rehabilitation and education, or be released. And now Chris Carter has gone one step further, say, hey, just flat out cut him. You know, back when Chris was released by the Philadelphia Eagles, the league had a much harsher stance on drugs. We now have evolved, I think, a little bit in understanding that chemical dependencies, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, that first, even in Fortune 500 companies, that first you want to try to help the individual, you want to try to treat the dependency, you want to offer education, awareness, and try to give them some assistance to turn it around. And then when they show absolutely no sign of trying to work to rehabilitate themselves, then you can terminate and release not just the player but the employee. I think that's where we're at right now. So I thought what Terry Pluto talked about in his column yesterday, I think it's probably where I stand. I would, if I were the Browns, I would say, hey, we got to get you some help. We care about you as a person. We think you can be a good player, but right now we're not worried about getting you on the field. We're worried about you getting better, but you got to want to get better. And if he shows that that's what he wants, then I would be there to help.
I agree. Well said.
Great to have Solomon Wilcott with us. You'll see him with Jim Donovan and the Browns Television Network on the preseason side, NFL Network, etc. Nathan Zagura is here. I'm Michael Regei. Solomon, with regard to, and again, well stated with Josh Gordon in mind. Now, how about the Johnny Manziel saga that's playing out here with regard to Manziel, whether his preparedness is going to allow him to acclimate given this 7 weeks of downtime and appearing at least that Johnny is having his fun and hanging out quite a bit. Where do you stand and how do you believe that Manziel's best approach would be given this is a locker room, of course, the veterans that, as has been stated, as you know, Solomon, has been stated, would prefer to see Johnny keep his head down, keep his mouth shut, and show us that you're going to be able to come in and be the guy.
Well, Nathan and Mike, you guys, you know, I don't know if you're parents or not. You know, this is really interesting because I hear a lot of people say, hey, leave him alone. Let him just do his thing. He's a young man. He's got a right to go have fun and can't necessarily legislate if a guy's going to go to a party in his free time. But just ask most people, and I ask you guys, if this was your son, what would you tell him? Mm-hmm. Would you be saying, hey, just go out and do whatever you want? Just go. No, you'd be concerned.
Yes.
Even though he hasn't broken any laws, even though he hasn't misstep? Are you going to wait for him to have the misstep before you have that conversation with your son if he's 22, 23 years old? No, you could see a pattern of behavior. You know where it's going. You know where it's leading. As a parent, okay, you're going to use a little wisdom and say, listen, let's sit down and talk about where this is all headed, because I don't like where we're going right now, and I'm trying to prevent some things from happening. I think as an employer, you want to sit down and have that conversation with Johnny Manziel. I think as a coach, you care about it, you're trying to have that conversation with Johnny Manziel. So that's kind of where I come down at. If you truly care about young people as you would your son, then you're going to handle that a little different than if you don't care about them at all. Just go have fun. Go do whatever you want to do. He's got a right to do this and do that. He does have that right. But if you care about him, you're going to try to help him avoid the disastrous moments that could derail his career.
I think you're exactly right. Joining us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, Solomon Wilcots, who will be on the television broadcast of the preseason games for the Browns this year. And yeah, you're right. The last picture of Johnny Manziel, especially troubling, and there are a lot of people who think that it's kind of going to make it tougher for him to overtake Brian Hoyer and be the starting quarterback, certainly early in the season. And Solomon, one of the things we've been talking about today is ESPN had an article where they had 26 personnel people evaluate the starting quarterbacks 1 through 32. Brian Hoyer came out 29th on that group. What do you think about that ranking, and what do you think Brian Hoyer can bring to this team?
It's all about projection. Yeah, I mean, I think we saw what Brian Hoyer can do to the team. He brought stability to the position last year. He brought a playmaking a mentality to the team. He brought confidence at that position when he played. Now, albeit it was short-lived, but he found a way to win. And what you like about him is some of the things that you want pocket quarterbacks to get the ball out quick, keep the offense at a good rhythmic tempo. Mind you, he did this last year without a running game. I think the Cleveland Browns have gone upwards of 29 or 30 regular season games without a 100-yard rusher. And he still was winning games and putting points on the board. I know they're going to run the ball much better in 2014. So how much easier is that going to make the job to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in this upcoming season? I know this. If we were to, say, compare this to the story of the tortoise and the hare, where one guy is sitting in a hammock under a tree, having fun and enjoying the celebrity, and the other guy is just tirelessly working, maybe he's not as talented, maybe he's not as splashy. Maybe he's not as slashy with what he does. But we already seen how this story is. One guy's working. The other guy's kind of hanging out. And even though that other guy who's putting in all the work isn't as talented, they tend to go much further. Hard work usually gets it done. Vince Lombardi said it, 90% of the game is played from the neck up.
And that's Solomon where Brian Wilcots has the advantage right now. There is no question about that.
Yeah, indeed. We're enjoying Solomon Wilcots. Again, you'll see him with Jim Donovan on the Browns preseason telecast on the Browns television network throughout the state of Ohio. Solomon, with regard to first-year general manager Ray Farmer and first-year head coach Mike Patton, Nathan and I brought this up as well today. While you don't want to see these type of situations, where they're going to maybe have to make decisions, tough ones, or at least set down their philosophies in a strong manner. With regard to the Gordon situation, the Manziel thing that is presented them, might this, again, be something that's a positive that can reinforce exactly what they want to do foundationally and philosophically with this Cleveland Browns organization and better them for having to deal with these things right out of the chute?
Well, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, this is why NFL coaches and general managers play a lot of money. It's more than just putting, you know, 53 talented guys together to make up an NFL roster. It's more than just coaching X's and O's. You've got to be a counselor. You've got to be a surrogate father. You've got to be a tremendous crises management type of individual at both of those positions. You better be ready to deal with things that got nothing to do with football. Just ask the coaches in Miami 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to deal with a lot of things, and clearly that's what the management team in Cleveland are having to deal with, but a lot of management teams around the National Football League are having to deal with these things. And what they're having to deal with the loss of, say, a Josh Gordon, think about what Mike Benn wanted to do. I think we found out with that first selection when they took Gilbert, the cornerback from Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. in the first, yep. round, at the top of the first round, he wants to build what? Great defense. He wants to build a running game. And then everything else is going to come from there. And I think in the AFC North Division, those are two things you better be able to do. You better be able to play defense, keep the score down. You better be able to have ball control offense and pound the ball in a physical way at a Baltimore defense or at a Pittsburgh Steelers or Cincinnati Bengals defense and play keep away from Ben Roethlisberger or Andy Dalton or Joe Flacco. Win time of possession. I think he already understands that. Now with the loss of Gordon, yeah, it makes it easier. We don't need to be chunking it down the field. We don't have to get him his throws out there. Maybe we do have to rely on some of those fundamental things I've already mentioned a little bit more in 2014 than if we had that talented wide receiver out there who we know we would have to allot for him to get the ball a specific amount of time. Well, now that's not going to be a problem. They're going to have to rely on the fundamentals.
They are going to, because right now you're looking at a passing, you know, a passing attack. It's going to be anchored by Jordan Cameron. And, of course, a wide receiver, you're going to have some question marks. Now, Andrew Hawkins, a slot guy. On the outside, though, you have veterans in Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, who've had trouble staying healthy of late. Young guy in Charles Johnson. You bring in Anthony Armstrong, and you have a bunch of undrafted free agents there. Going to be interesting. Speaking of Jordan Cameron, his contract up at the end of this year will become a free agent in light of the Jimmy Graham ruling. How do you think that affects his negotiations with the Browns and the likelihood of him being here long term?
Different conversation. Look, you look at Jimmy Graham, I think he's done it 3 or 4 consecutive years. He's
correct.
Put up those big numbers. And Jordan Cameron, with all due respect, talented player, emerged last year, went to a Pro Bowl. And the league that I played in, many of us guys played in, we had this thing called you had to validate. You know, you didn't even go to a Pro Bowl your first year after having a big year. You guys remember, you had to come back and put together another excellent year before you ever made the trip to Hawaii. And that's certainly the case when you talk about landing the big-time contract. 1 year doesn't necessarily get it done in the minds of the management team for any of the 32 clubs. They'd love to see you be able to back that up and validate, dare I say, with another offensive coach in town, another system, another scheme. If Jordan Cameron can still put up those kinds of numbers, I think that would more than validate his abilities and his talents and his overall worthiness in terms of what he means to the team and what he means to the offense. So I'm sure everybody's sitting back. They're going to try to get him the ball, but they're sitting back to see, okay, let's do it again. You do it again, he'll have no problem getting paid.
No doubt about it. Solomon, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to checking in with you as training camp approaches. And, of course, you get ready to call some of these Browns preseason games there alongside Jim Donovan. Thanks so much, brother.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on, and it's been nice to join you.
Take
Always
care,
a pleasure. You can follow him on Twitter, @Solomon's Wisdoms_ the great Solomon Wilcots. We'll be back playing a little after further review when CBD returns on ESPN Cleveland.